guys get an act.
I guess we can just toast.
Okay.
Or you can open yours.
Thank you.
There it is.
Let me drink mine.
Wow. We get thirsty up in here.
All right.
Make us walk 12 stories.
What? We just walk 12 stories? Hey, it takes a while to get to the penthouse.
That's true.
Hey, welcome back.
Welcome back. Show number 16, the pilot show number 16.
Pilot number 16.
Walter and Fawn show. Wow, how are you doing?
Dude, I've been good. I was sick, so I'm great. I'm ready to rock and roll.
Sweet. We have an incredible show lined up.
Yes.
Too many things going on.
Too many mixers.
Not enough time. But it's going to be fun.
Yes.
We are remote. We are remote.
I sound
today.
Amazing.
And we have a very great friend with us today. Shauna Gershon? Gerson? Gilfix.
Well, Shauna Gerson Gilfix.
I know how to pronounce
it. Shauna Gilfix. Whatever
Gilfix.
You want to say.
I like Gilfix.
You know what I like?
Sounds awesome.
You know what I like? Badass singer songwriter. That's
yes,
what I like. So
yeah,
that's what we have her on
the
show.
Name.
That is your that one's easier to pronounce.
Yeah. Yeah. It just rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, thank you for joining us and thank you for opening your doors. We're here in the west side of town, right?
West side.
Is it west?
It's
somewhat west.
Well, it's near West Hollywood, so we can call it that.
And it's west of downtown, so
it is west of downtown.
And it's really west from my house.
And it's
yeah.
And so we're here on the west.
I brought my passport just in case.
Passport, yeah. Perfect.
Good. I was gonna check that later. Just to verify.
Okay, only if I could get a stamp.
I do have stamps.
Yes!
Yeah.
Yes.
Or actually, I have a sticker. Will that do, Scooby Doo?
Yeah.
That'd be great for the next time. That'd be great for the next time that you travel, and then you have to open it up.
Imagine,
and then there's
dude,
a mystery Scooby-Doo machine
right there.
Or a mystery machine stamp on there.
Awesome, yeah. Love it.
So, Shauna Gilfix, how we found out about you being a singer was first I found out about you being a photographer.
That's true,
which was incredible. But then we saw you play in Orange County.
That's right.
And then I was like, "Wait, you can sing?" And I was like, "It wasn't like." It wasn't like it was a band, like that band was playing a bunch of covers, but it wasn't like you were like doing a karaoke thing. Like, you could for real sing.
That's a band,
like,
man.
Yeah, but you like can like for real sing. And then your mom's like, oh shit, look, it's pretty dope.
Yeah, it was awesome.
So it's finally great to reconnect with you and to have you on. We're really excited for you to play a couple songs and actually tell us how that's been going, to talk about how that's been going. So it's I'm really looking forward to it.
So Walter told me that we were going to have you on the show, and I went to your gig, and I got wasted. I got really wasted. I was dancing with these old ladies and stuff. They were like,
they loved us there.
They were calling me out, and I was like, and they loved you guys. And I was just rocking out.
They loved you. I remember that night.
I was loving it. It was fun. It was a lot of fun. And I was dancing my ass off. I don't dance. And I was dancing because there was a lot of alcohol involved. But so Walter was like, I wanted to do a little bit of homework and figure out like what kind of music you played, and then just blew my mind when I saw you singing at Dodger Stadium.
Yeah.
That was freaking, how do you get that gig? Like, how does that come about? Like, you sang at Dodger Stadium, but you know that you both been on the field. Walter's played on that field.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he played baseball there.
That's
nice.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. I did play baseball.
Did you remember that? Did you like? You sound like you're just remembering. Like, oh, yeah.
I just hadn't connected it. It was a long time ago.
That's why okay.
It was back in the day. Okay.
Yeah. So I was just like, how do you get that gig? Like,
well, actually, I have a friend who works as one of the cameramen at Dodger Stadium. I'm actually doing lots of sports things. And he one day messaged me. He was like, God, the girl who did the anthem today sucked. Can you please come and do it? Here's the email for the girl who, you know, books it.
Yeah.
And so I emailed her, and she was like, yeah, just send over
a demo of
you singing the national anthem. So I broke out, you know, GarageBand and just recorded it with my computer microphone, all the static and everything, and sent it over. And she's like, okay, yeah. Can you do the national anthem and the, what's the other one called? you know,
the
God, not bless America.
God bless America.
God bless America.
Sweet.
On this date, I'm like, sure, sounds good.
And she also said, wow, the quality of this demo is way better than this stupid podcast.
She did say that. Did, it's
right?
Weird.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That must have been an incredible experience for you.
Yeah, it was
cool.
You have
to tell me you were a little bit nervous.
You know, I kind of was. And also, I'm a big Giants fan, and so I snuck some orange rim sunglasses onto the field just to be sneaky. I didn't dare go farther than that because I didn't want to get kicked out.
You wanted to see the first pitch.
Like. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, okay. I think after the national anthem, you're okay.
Yeah, but then I had to stay because of the other song.
Did you get good seats?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Awesome. Did you get a hot dog?
I didn't get a hot dog.
When was this? Last year or the year before?
Like 2 years ago.
2 years ago?
Or
okay.
Something like that. 3 years ago? Yeah. 2 years ago?
So
God,
what?
I can't remember.
What year is it?
What year is it? I don't remember.
Well, you've been sitting here waiting for us to set up.
Grass.
So it's
that's
been a while.
Grass, man. That's just amazing. Wow, that's cool.
Yeah. I've never been on the field, not even for like the fireworks.
But you've taken the tour inside of Dodger Stadium.
No, not even the new tour, old tour, nothing. Mm. I took the you're gonna get kicked out tour. Like, you get a you're too drunk tour. But no, that's it. Dude,
you know, it was a bring your dog to the stadium day too. So all the people were like walking their dogs around, and you know, you guys watch The Office?
Yeah.
The guy Oscar.
He was there?
He was there. I don't know his real name, but I know his office name.
Don't worry, no one else did either.
Oscar.
So cool.
I got a photo with him. I was so excited.
He had his dog?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. You should have just taken a picture with the dog.
Yeah,
and leave him out. No. Can you take a picture of us with the dog? Yeah.
So, my first impression of you was that you were a photographer. You know, singing at Dodger Stadium didn't come from nowhere. When did you realize that you can sing? When were you like, wow, I can do this?
Well, I've always sung. Like when I was little, I sang with my mom because my mom sings. And so I was just like, this is fun. We'll sit at the piano. We'll play some songs. Yeah. I would make her play the same songs over and over again. And, but yeah, I mean, it was after college when I was finally when I met Richard, who I did Took Losing You With and a couple other songs, and we were sitting down one day and talking, and it was what do you do with music? I'm like, well, you know, it's really hard to do for a living and everything, so I'm just doing it as a hobby. He's like, well, why not do it as a living? And I was like, whoa, that blew my mind. I was like, yeah, why don't I?
Was that one of the reasons that brought you here to Southern California?
Yeah, ultimately it did.
Cool.
Yeah, it was living up in the Bay Area near Palo Alto, and that was not exactly a hot music scene. So, you know, I figured Southern California would eventually be in my plans, and here I am in LA. So,
how do you like it? How long have you been in Southern California now?
Like 5 years, okay. I guess. Yeah, about that. And, yeah, just been about 1 year in LA itself. So, gotcha. I'm actually starting to start.
There's editing.
Wait, who's drinking? Me or you?
Editing is good. I have in the past worked really well with songwriting partners, and for the past about a year, I haven't had one really that I've worked with steadily at all. And I haven't gotten nearly as much done on my own as with a partner. So I'm actually starting to look for someone new to work with up in this area, because I feel like that will really bring the next oomph back into the game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
All right. You know, speaking of the game, I went to your website, www.shannagilfix.com, and I saw Love Affair. I heard that was the first song I heard. That
all right.
That was a good song. Is that something that you wrote, or did you write that with someone else?
That one Jeff and I wrote together. Love Affair. Yeah, he wrote the guitar parts for it, and sort of had an idea of what the lyrics should be, and then together we, you know, he had a couple lines written, and then together we finished it off, and He always had some melodies in line that I would always ignore, and but this one I followed more, to be honest, and I think that one turned out really nicely, and I need to learn how to play that one on guitar. Actually, I'm not up to speed on that one as much as I'd like to be, but That's a good one. I should do that one some more.
Why did that one make it? I mean,
why did that one?
This notebook here on the table with tons of songs. Why did that one make the site? Why did you guys choose that song?
Honestly, I think that Jeff and I. Well, Jeff had a studio that we all would rehearse at and write in, and that song, we started recording it, and the recording of it turned out really solid, and like it sounded just the way we wanted it to sound. And so that was a big reason. Like sometimes things turn out the way you want them to, and you're like, yeah, let's go. And others you're like, eh. Wait,
that happens?
No.
We're still waiting on that show. We're still trying to figure that out. Thank you for that.
It happens sometimes. Lightning strikes. It's fun when it does.
What about the song that I have to talk to you about is For Love?
Yeah.
The Stalker song.
I love that song. Yes,
it was awesome. The video's awesome. And in the song, it's the Stalker song. That was pretty freaking cool. So that's all you?
Jeff and I wrote that one as well. Yeah. We were sitting there trying to outdo each other and how ridiculous we could be.
Yeah.
And I think we got pretty ridiculous.
Right. That was pretty cool. I like that one.
But Font, it's a love song. Just so we're clear.
Okay.
Not a Stalker song. Come on.
No.
I wouldn't write a Stalker song.
As you breathe heavily into the mic.
But the other song that I like was a Sad Sunday.
Mm.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that one's cool. Too.
Yeah.
Jeff wrote that one. I can't take credit for that one, but I did make it my own. I sang it.
Yes.
But
yeah, that was, yeah. I love that song. Yes.
It's a good one.
See, not only Dodger Stadium, dude. I have other questions. Walter looking at me.
No, he did like homework and stuff.
He did. This guy does. I like now City the Kitty.
Yeah.
Is that a cover or is that a cover? Someone else did that or is that? No,
that's definitely me.
Okay.
Yeah, oh, you. City the Kitty.
That one's just me.
I like City the Kitty.
I like City the Kitty too. I miss him.
So we went on. Oh, at least I did. I went on YouTube, and that's where I caught a lot of these songs. And then there's the website. Is there anywhere else where there are collections of your songs that people can hear online? Or?
Yeah, actually, I have a SoundCloud as well. It's just soundcloud.com/Shauna Gilfix.
Okay. Cool.
So, yeah.
Great.
Keeps it simple.
Do you have any other media?
Facebook, Twitter.
All Shauna Gilfix?
Yes, Shauna Gilfix.
All right. Have you ever tried to sing and take pictures? I'm just saying because I like the picture part. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I actually, I mean, not while I'm playing guitar also, but yeah, I mean, I've sung, I think, and taken pictures at the same time. That's not as hard because, you know, if...
As in
like using your camera, well, like... Oh, when I'm at a wedding shooting photos, I'm always singing.
Are you?
I'm especially...
When is this wedding going to be done? These motherfuckers are boring. Wait,
and you sang at somebody's wedding.
I've sung at a few weddings.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant singing.
But
like,
I'm actually talking about that. I do. Like when especially on the dance floor, I'm singing along to the song. Like, like drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot.
I like your pictures. I've seen some of your pictures.
Oh, thanks.
And I've seen Walter's wedding pictures.
Amazing. Yeah, those turned out good.
That was fun.
That was a hot couple.
Yes,
watch
right?
Watch out.
Yeah.
We were hot. I was perspiring so much that having to say yes with all those people. You know, I say yes all the time, and there's an audience. It's a different story.
You say, I love you.
You sound great.
Yeah, but no, you did such an amazing job that's why my first impression of you was as a photographer. Now, are you doing anything with that at the moment?
Yeah. I mean, it's not wedding season at the moment, but I'm actually about to shoot my friend's drum. Like, he is a drummer, and he got sponsored by, you know, well, he has four different sponsors, one for drumsticks, one for drums, one for snares, one for cymbals, and I took the shots for his cymbals, and now he's got the full drums, and so we want to do another photo shoot for that. And
you took that one a while back, right? The cymbals one?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Those turned out nice. So yeah, that's the next little project coming up for photos.
So wait, okay, so you started singing when you were a kid with your mom?
Yes, I did.
How did you get to the camera part? How did that come about?
Oh man, that's my ex. That's Lori, who was also wedding photographer. Met her and she just put a camera in my hand. I'm like, how does this thing work? And and the first wedding that I shot was a disaster. I had like one shot that was in focus and the right exposure. I was like, I cannot do this. And she was even like, yeah, you know, photography's not for everyone. It's okay. But then I tried again, and I took a trip with my family to Spain and Portugal and just took iPhone photos and came back, and she was like, wow, you're a photographer now. You have the framing down and all that stuff. And I was like, cool, let's learn all the technical stuff. And so since then I have, and that's it. I mean, I never went to school for it or anything. Just
Fonz likes the technical stuff. What camera do you use?
Well, just whatever camera I have. But
your iPhone today, but
iPhone. I have a Panasonic with the Leica lens on it.
All right.
Because I can't afford a Leica.
So you get the Leica lens.
Yeah, I got the Leica lens. That's the closest thing I could get right now. I have a Canon digital and a Canon film, and I got all those Lomas, the little plastic ones and shit. I got all kinds of stuff. I do like photography.
Hoarder or what?
I develop my stuff at home too.
That's cool.
I got enlargers and stuff like that.
Nice.
I like it, but
I don't know how to do that.
No?
No, not at all.
What's your weapon? What do you have?
I have a Canon.
What's your rig, man? It's called the rig.
Yeah, yes. Come on.
The terms here.
I have a Canon 5D and a 70.
Oh, you have both? Oh,
I have both.
Damn, yeah. I don't know what those are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they made me look good. So that
damn
was
right.
Yeah, they really did.
Oh, thanks.
They made me look good. I think I saw a couple of pictures of me in there. Yeah.
There you go.
I tried to crap you out, but yeah.
That beard just gets in the way, huh?
Yeah.
That's cool. Well, I think it's a good place to take a break. Let's take a little break, and then we'll come back with Shauna Gilfix.
All right, this one's called Hypochondriac, and I wrote this one with Nate Mesmer back in college. And it's about crazy... crazy stupid love, just like, you know, when you know you're gonna get burned, you know you're gonna get burned, and you jump in the fire anyway. That's this song. Psh, stupid. It's almost 9 o'clock. I'm staring at my watch. You never call me on time. It's past 9 o'clock. Still staring at my watch. 'Cause you're always on my mind. Waiting for a phone to ring. Caught up in your favorite game. But you don't even know my name. Am I insane? I could lose my sleep. Even lose my peace of mind. I could lose my soul. Lose control. And all my time. I could lose my sight. Lose my sense. And all my friends, as long as I can, I'll lose to you again and again. I need my medicine. Doctor, let me in, so I don't fade away and die. I'm a hypochondriac. Oh, this is just an act. Too many pills, I've got the chills. Just send the bill. I could lose my sleep. Even lose my peace of mind. I could lose my soul. Lose control. And all my time. I could lose my sight. Lose my sense. And all my friends, as long as I can, I'll lose to you again.
You have Shauna Gilfix in front of you. What do you ask?
Well, she's looking for musicians. I mean, like songwriters, right?
A songwriting partner.
A songwriting partner. Where do you go for that? Like, where does that come about? How does that happen?
Well, Craigslist is always cool. Go for it, Luis. We'll see you later.
Later, Luis.
Roommate, just leaving the place.
Yeah. Trying to be nice and quiet.
That's nice.
It is nice.
Awesome. Can we do all our shows here? People slam doors, but we do the shows. People slam doors.
In our faces, snore, most of the time.
Yeah, exactly. But you,
I brought the question.
You've tried Craigslist.
Yeah,
I feel like
Craigslist
is like, it's like a 1 in 10 because everyone flakes. Has that not been?
I've gotten really good experiences with Craigslist. Mostly when, you know, I found my place in Newport from Craigslist, and it was a wonderful place to live. And I found Jeff on Craigslist, and.
Game over. That's it.
That's sign me exactly up. True. It wasn't Craigslist, but it was, you know.
It was the A-list. The A-list. Oh, smooth. See that?
Points
see that?
Right there. Those are points.
But Craigslist is good. And our whole band, all the guys and girls that you saw cover Love, pretty much we found on Craigslist. Cool. And I know that they're bad. You know what? When I first met Jeff, car alarm.
Yes, we're back to normal. Yeah. Back to normal. Yeah. Cool. That happens in this side.
Oh, yeah, all the time. It's gone already. Usually it lasts a lot longer. I'm kind of disappointed.
Me too.
When I first met Jeff through Craigslist, I went to meet him at his studio, and Lori was like, you can't go. You're crazy. You can't go. You don't know him. Okay, we have to have a code word or something so that you don't get kidnapped or killed or anything. I was like, okay, calm down. It's be fine. All right. The code word will be guitar. So I'll text you when I get there and say, yeah, everything's cool. And if it's not cool, then I'll say like, yeah, he's a really great guitarist. And then she'll call the SWAT team on him.
Sweet.
Yeah. So that was our code word. And he was like, why are you texting so much? I'm like, don't worry, guitarist. You're fine.
Glad to meet you, guitarist.
Your guitar is very pretty. So, so safety precautions, of course, but I think it's a good tool.
So Craigslist is still on the A-list.
It still is, yes.
You've worked with a couple different peeps, a couple different songwriters. Yeah, I imagine everyone else you work with has your own style. You know, what's that been like working, like you work with someone for a long time and then you go and try that again?
Most people have the same style, but sometimes you find people with different ones. No, I'm kidding. everyone is very different. and it's mostly, do you mesh as people? And do you like what the other person is playing? And if you do, it can be totally different from what you expected to like. But if as long as you're like, hey, wait a minute. If you do that and I do this, then that sounds pretty sweet. And then you have a new song or a new start to a song or whatever. And
is there any time that you like ran into somebody where it's like, oh, hell no, this is not going to work?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Definitely.
Like what was like the shortest time that you said like, oh, hell no, I'm out of here. Guitar, I'm out of here.
Guitar. Nothing is exactly specifically coming to mind right now, but maybe that's because I'm blocking it out.
Okay. It's just depressing. Oh, there you go. But, protecting yourself. I'm done. I don't need that shit.
Just sometimes you're just sitting there like you get this glazed over look in your eye because you're like, are you kidding right now? Like,
this is not going to work, right?
They're saying like, puppies have a lot of feet and then they go to get a treat. And they're like, wow, what a great rhyme. And you're like, shoot me now.
Oh, wow.
And I mean, that might be cool for a kid's book, but
and
for like
guitar,
a song.
And the guitar has like four strings on it.
And it's out of tune. And that's a good
and
indication.
His kick drum hits a suitcase.
You know, we had it. On Cover Love. Yeah. It was in Cover Love. We were trying to find a drummer. For a long time, we had this one woman come out, and one of the biggest things you remember about her is she had a shirt that was kind of open in the middle, and I don't think she was wearing a bra, and it was like very not fun. It wasn't a fun view.
It was just sloppy.
It was sloppy, and she had a big van that she drove up in. Oh, I think she might have lived in.
Wow. All
right.
So, you know, it was one of those.
Wait,
oh,
she
we
was
had
a drummer?
A, yeah. Yeah, we also had a guitarganist come to play bass with us one day. He was like, "Yeah, I'm a guitarganist."
Was it like the guy from Cameo? Like the
I don't know.
Organ that has the
It's a guitargan. He was like, "Yeah, you look me up on YouTube. I'm everywhere." I'm like, "What? No, you're not." But he was an interesting fellow.
So what are you looking for?
Right now I'm actually looking for someone who can play the guitar quite well and can bounce ideas off of me and vice versa. I want that's I think the biggest hold up for me right now in writing songs is that I'm like, okay, that's good, and then later I'm like, no, it wasn't. Was it? I don't know. I'll rewrite that.
How does that work though? Like putting a song together. I have no idea. Walter like plays the guitar and and I've seen him forever, and like he has his lyrics, but yeah. I've actually never asked you guys, or how does that come together? Like, how do you guys? Does the music come first? Do the lyrics come first? Like, does it mesh together? How does that work? And when do you know when it's over? Like, when's the final product? Like, it's like, oh, this is a great song. And then you're like, oh, I'll have my friends listen to it. Like, what? What?
That actually is a danger. Sometimes you play a song for someone and it's not finished and they're like, okay, whatever. And you're like, well, but you don't hear where it's going. And so you realize, wait, I should have waited until it was done. It's my bad. Now I think it's easier for me to write the music for it first and then add the lyrics to it later, because it's kind of like laying the foundation.
Okay.
Is the chords. And like you're like, okay, this guitar or this series of chords, this is the verse, and then this one's the chorus, and then this one's the bridge, and then you do the typical verse chorus bridge or pre-chorus maybe or whatever, and then you have that, and then you're like, okay, now I have like a little melody idea. So now you're kind of adding on like the windows and like the the tables or everything that makes the house a house. You make a song by adding in the words and adding in the lyrics and the melody and everything. And then when you're done, then it has a roof and everything and you're good to go. Always slightly evolving. I feel like once you finish a song, it's done. But then, you know, maybe you're playing it and then 5 years later you play it slightly differently or you do the melody a little bit differently, you know? And there have been times when I'm, you know, we'll write a song with some friends or something and we'll finish and we're like, okay, let's record it. And then the next day we're like, I wish I did that melody this way. And so I find that if you write it and you finish it and you have all the words down, and then for me, the finishing touches are really the phrasing and the melody. If you get those are like the nuances, and then makes it all like nice and like warm and gooey. And then you're like, yeah, that's some good stuff. And it takes sleeping on it for like a week. And then you come back to it and you're like, okay, now I know what I want it to sound like. And now I practiced making those note changes or whatever. And now I'm good to go. You by the things I didn't say, and somehow I don't know how the words got in the way, and it broke my heart, love, all the times we'd fight all through the night, and baby, that darkness outside did our mood just right. Now when I think about you, all that fades away, and I remember how you said my name, and I remember I liked it. Oh, do you remember how I used to say I love you? I think that you liked it. D- you slammed my door, and then silence whispered that you were mine no more. And I stood there bleeding, the pieces left of you and me, baby. And I finally realized that we're not meant to be. Now when I think about you, all that fades away, and I remember how you said my name, and I remember I liked it. Oh, do you remember how I used to say I love you? I think that you liked it. Oh, I know that I liked it. Darling, I'm not saying that we were wrong to go our separate ways. But I've let go and I've moved on. Now there's one thing I've gotta say. Oh, thank you for the memories. Thank you for your smile. The gift of love you've given me made it all worthwhile. And I remember how you said my name, and I remember I liked it. Oh, do you remember how I used to say I love? I think that you liked it. Oh, do you remember how I used to say I love you? I think that you liked it. Oh, I know that I liked it. This song is called I Think I Liked It. And basically what it's about is when you're, you know, you're in a relationship and then you're like, wait a minute, this isn't right. And eventually you break up. And then you're sad about it, you know, because you broke up. And then months or years or whatever goes by and you look back and you're like, you know what? That was a good time in my life. It wasn't the right person for me, but I can look back on that and, you know, smile and be like, okay, that was cool. We had some laughs. And
that's what I say about alcohol. Sorry, keep going.
And yeah, actually, I had just seen a movie. It was, I forget what it's called, but it's like this country dude. He's a guitar player, singer, and he's on the road a lot, and he's got some good songs. And I was like, I want to write a song after I finished watching that movie. And then I came up with the chord progression for the verse for that song. And then I took that to Jeff, my songwriting partner, and together we were able to sculpt the song as with that idea in mind. Originally I was strumming that, and now I finger pick it most of the way. So, you know, it evolved a lot. So, you know, it's one of those things.
Yeah.
And I think I liked it.
What's going on? What, I mean, I know you're looking for someone to write with, but, mm-hmm. but you know, this is early in the year. What are you looking to accomplish for the rest of the year here?
Well, I'm actually currently finishing up recording 3 songs with a producer friend of mine, Randy Amata, who's okay. actually a really good producer. And those songs are I Think I Liked It, Gone, Gone, and It's Amazing. And my song titles sound very, like, congratulatory, but... But, you know, if you listen to the song, it doesn't quite sound quite as congratulatory, I don't think. But, yeah, so those 3 are coming out soon. And that my also my goals, and I'm going to put it out there and make it happen, are to make a more of an internet presence and do more YouTube videos, because I need to do those. Those are fun.
Yeah. You know what? Do not think... Erica, I'm talking to you. Do not think you can get away from getting on the mic. I want to know what your favorite song is for Shauna. You can yell it from over there.
Shauna's song?
Yeah.
I like Gone Gone.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Good, good. Fonz, do you have anything else?
So you are a Lyft driver.
Yes, sir.
How is that? How long have you been doing that? We got the keys to prove it.
Thanks, Charlie.
How does that work? What do I do? How do I sign up? And is it awesome?
It is awesome.
It is.
Tell me, do you have a four-door car?
Yes.
Is it 2000 or later?
Yes, it's a 2013.
Awesome. Do you have a good driving record?
Perfect.
Well, do you have like a sketchy background other than that?
From this show.
Only the way I look, maybe.
Then you can be a Lyft driver.
Serious?
Yeah.
All right. So do I have to go on a website and they sign up? Or
you just download the app, the Lyft app, and you say, I want to be a driver. And there's a button that says, apply to become a driver. Nice. And then it takes you through the little process. It's like, okay, we need a picture of your car. Okay, we need to have, you know, show us that you have valid insurance. Okay, someone will call you. And then they do. And then they talk to you. And it's not even like, so how is your driving record? Do you run red lights? It's more like, hey, so what'd you do last weekend? They just want to get to know you. Want to, because it's a very social kind of thing to do.
Please explain what Lyft is. I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
It's she's the Lyft driver over here. I'll let her talk a little bit about it.
Basically, it's like a cab but cheaper, and it's also a lot more comfortable. Like I, especially as a girl, I don't like taking cabs, but I'm a lot more likely to take a Lyft because the people on them, the people who drive for them, I know are gonna be pretty personable. Sometimes I got cookies, Madeleines, from one person when they picked me up from the airport. They were delicious.
Nice.
I know. And I give out lollipops because they don't melt in the car. And they're delicious. And they're also organic from Whole Foods. And it's a much more comfortable experience. It's like driving with a friend that you just met. And actually, my very first Lyft was this girl who's also a Lyft driver. And we just
that's awesome.
We just hit it off. We're just jabbering away like old friends all the whole drive. I even kind of got lost because she was supposed to direct me and she forgot about it because we were so caught up in what we were talking about.
More money.
So that's not what I was thinking. Come on.
Oh, sorry. You keep talking, girl. Come on. Come on, homegirl.
That's exactly what I sounded. That was good.
You even sounded like her when you said that.
Yeah, I try.
It was impressive.
So you've been doing this for a while. Mm-hmm. And any crazy stories? That's what I want to hear. Some crazy stories.
I had this one guy from like, you know, I went to pick him up, and you see the profile picture.
Oh, you
do?
It's
connected to Facebook. Oh. So you have to have a Facebook account and you have to have a valid credit card to use Lyft. Like you're not allowed to request a Lyft until you've done those things. And then, this guy's profile picture popped up and I'm like, okay, that looks like it probably could be him. And as I pull up closer, like we're talking like 20 feet away, I can see his lips, like balloon lips. I was like, whoa. And as he got closer, they got bigger. And then I'm like, all right, so where are we going? And he's like, oh, we're going to see my plastic surgeon. It's her birthday today. And it's my birthday too. So first we're going to get cupcakes and then we're going to go. I was like, oh, all right, let's do it. Sounds fun. And he was saying that he was going to get free Botox because it was his birthday. And I was like, you don't need it, but because you already have way too much. But hey, go for it.
All right. What are you doing with those lips?
It was a guy?
It was a guy. Oh, my Absolutely. Gosh. It was a guy. It was a very fun, entertaining ride. I gotta say. He loved Britney Spears. He wanted to get the American Express card just so that he could see Britney Spears. Because they have special offers for people to go to like their backstage events and stuff for Britney Spears. I was all right. Power to the people.
Wow. That's awesome.
It was awesome.
Those lips.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like pricing differences. Right now, it's 2 a.m. and I'm a Lyft driver.
Mm-hmm.
And Lyft is the one with the mustache, right?
Lyft is the pink mustache.
Do they give it to you?
Yeah.
They do?
I was so excited when my Lyft mustache came in the mail.
Like, how do you attach it to your car?
You have like these plastic ties. They're black.
Like zip ties? Or?
They're not zip ties, but you can get zip ties if you want. But then you probably have to cut them. Anyway, they're like, you know those twisty things you have on bread?
Yeah, yeah.
They're bigger versions of that much more sturdy. Oh. And you twist it on there real good. And The first time it takes like 10 minutes, and after that it takes like a couple because you're like, I know how to do this.
I'm a pro.
Yeah.
So it's this pink huge mustache, Walt.
Yeah.
That you put on the front of your car.
Yeah.
So everybody knows.
Now you'll see it. Now that you've heard it.
Yeah.
You'll see it around town.
Really? Yeah. Okay. So, I feel like I might have already.
Yeah, you have. So, I mean, you may not have noticed.
We might have to be a Lyft. I might have to be a Lyft driver for a while.
They have it in Orange County.
Oh, they do?
And yeah, they've expanded the coverage zone.
Can we do a Lyft? Can we do a podcast through Lyfts?
That might be tough.
Why?
You'd have to be set up before you get in the car.
Yeah.
But you just ask the driver. Like,
you can tell by the way we set up today.
No. We would have to get like people to sign off on it afterwards.
Yeah,
but
most Lyft drivers would be like, yeah, that's fine.
No, but if I like, was a Lyft driver.
That's what I'm talking about.
If I was a Lyft driver and picking people up.
Ah, gotcha.
Because I'm working for Lyft, so it's like, then I'm doing something else.
Oh, yeah, no, that's fine. That's fine. That's totally fine. Did you hear about the Batmobile Lyft? There's a dude who like dresses up like Batman. And
he's the driver?
He's the driver, yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
No, I just saw the Conan one with
that one was cool.
That one's awesome. Well, you have to see that. It's on YouTube and it's on everywhere. Yeah. It's Conan, Ice Cube, and Kevin Hart.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
They get a lift. And they go like trying to find the weed spot. And they go try to they go buy 40s at 7-Eleven.
40s.
A 40. Conan says 40.
I would like a 40.
And all they're correcting them. 40. It's fucking hilarious, dude. It's just all three of them. Two comedians and Ice Cube.
Yeah.
You know he's cool as hell.
Yeah, for sure.
Awesome. Awesome video. So, yeah, dude, I want to try Lyft. And shit, on the weekends, I might have to.
Hey, just mention my name.
Mention your name?
For the referral. Yeah. Just be like, hey, yeah, Shauna sent me.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Let's do this. I need some
money. There's an app?
There's an app. Lyft. Lyft.
Cool.
Lyft, dude.
Just download it.
I might need a Lyft from here to
Long
Beach.
But be careful.
Tonight.
Just don't misspell a Lyft and somebody else might pick you up.
Wait, what'd you say to be careful about?
It's actually pretty easy to request a Lyft. So as a Lyft driver, I always call the person who just requested it to be like, hey, you requested a Lyft, right? I'll be there soon. This is your address, right? Just to make sure. I've requested two Lyfts by accident. Like, because all you have to do is press a button and it calls a driver. It's not like press a button and confirm that you want to call. They should really switch that. I think they probably will. They're good about listening
to
feedback.
You need to go into Lyft management. That's what you need to do.
they're good at listening to feedback. I think they'll eventually catch on to that.
The double click or something.
Yeah, like a request Lyft. You sure you want to request a Lyft? Yes. You know, because, especially if you're drunk. It's like, oh, Lyft. What? It's calling someone? And the first time we used it was actually from the airport, and I pressed the button. I'm like, okay, well, this says there's two drivers nearby, so maybe I can like pick which one I want.
I just heard
and
that.
And then like 2 seconds later, they called me.
Oh,
I was
they
like,
did.
Whoa, who is this?
I heard they're having problems with LAX and stuff. Like,
well, they, as a Lyft driver, if I go to LAX, I take off the mustache first. Because then how are they going to know? Like, it's a regular car dropping a person off or picking someone up.
Friend.
Like, exactly.
Oh,
I dropped this one girl off at the airport, and we had such a good talk that I hugged her at the end. I mean,
have a great trip.
Exactly. I was like, oh, have a great time.
That's awesome.
That's pretty
cool. Yeah. So, you know, we looked like buddies, and I didn't have the pink mustache, so I did not get a fine or anything from LAX. It was all good.
Well, Alfonso.
Hey, we're at the penthouse, dude. This was amazing.
Hey, the penthouse. That's how we roll. That's all we do.
That's right.
That is all we do.
You don't live in a penthouse? We can't do a show. Sorry. I'm leaving.
I pick you like that.
Hey, that's cool. All right. Well, I think that's all the time we have. But thank you for having us. I'm excited.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, for sure. I'm excited to hear some tunes. What about you?
Yes, I'm ready.
Yeah.
It's going to be an awesome edit because...
Oh, really?
Thanks for having me, guys. I'm ready to hear some music.
I thought you meant edit because you want us to do background vocals.
That's, I totally that's do. You read my mind.
I do that, too.
You should take that show on the road.
I really don't even need the Lyft app. I just show up to people. Hey, get in. All right. On that note, it's been very, very much. It's been very entertaining, and it's been awesome to spend a little bit more time with you. And
likewise.
I'm happy to do so. Fonz, show number 16.
In the books. Let's do this.
All right.
Pilot number 16.
Pilot number 16. Yes. That's right.
This one's Gone Gone. This one's Erica's favorite, as she said. And this one I wrote by myself. It's actually one of the few I wrote without a songwriting partner. So, Gone Gone. Happenstance, it happens to me all the time. I wonder what would happen if I could make you mine. Could you love me? Could you love me? I should know by now not to give my heart away. You'd think I would know better by now, 'cause you're gone, gone, yeah, you're gone, gone, you are gone, gone, and I'm all alone. You held my hand and then you kissed my lips. And I was thinking how wonderful if it could be like this forever. And you leave as the morning light begins to shine. And I fall back asleep where our bodies entwined. And I dream of you. Sweet dreams of you. I should know by now not to give my heart away. You'd think I would know better by now, 'cause you're gone, gone, yeah, you're gone, gone, you are gone, gone, and I'm all alone. Why can't you see how good it could be with me? I gave you my all, knowing how hard I fall. Whoa, 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 and now you're gone, gone, yeah, you're gone, gone. Gone, gone, and I'm alone. I should know by now not to give my heart away. You'd think I would know better by